Iranian FM, we have perfected the art of evading U.S. sanctions. By Breitbart Jerusalem on December 16, 2018. AFP, Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif on Saturday said U.S. sanctions will have no impact on the policies of the Islamic Republic at home or abroad. It is obvious that we are facing pressure by the U.S. sanctions. But will that lead to a change in policy? I can assure you it won't, Zarif told the Doha Forum Policy Conference in Qatar. If there is an art we have perfected in Iran and can teach to others for a price, it is the art of evading sanctions, he added. The U.S. imposed two sets of sanctions on Iran this year, after earlier unilaterally pulling out of the Iran nuclear deal with global powers. Discussing the Yemen conflict, Zarif denied Tehran had ever armed the Houthi rebels battling pro-government forces in the country. We have never provided weapons to Houthis, he said when challenged on what arms it had supplied. They have enough weapons, they don't need weapons from Iran, Zarif said. He said there were only allegations that Iran had sent weapons to Yemen, whereas there were facts that other countries had shipped arms. I don't need to show any evidence about the jets that were flying in Yemen bombing the Yemenis. Those are American-made jets and those are Saudi fighters, I assume, which are piloting those jets, Zarif said. If there are allegations about Iranian weapons, there are facts about U.S. weapons, facts about Saudis bombing the hell out of the Yemenis, he added. Iran's regional rival Saudi Arabia intervened in the Yemen conflict in 2015 as part of a coalition backing the government. Zarif said the United States and its ally Saudi Arabia were responsible for the humanitarian nightmare in war-torn Yemen. He also accused Riyadh of seeking tension with Iran. Zarif also alluded to the murder of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi, saying Saudi Arabia believes it can get away with murder. Khashoggi, a palace insider-turned-critic of the regime, was killed shortly after entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul on October 2.